This is a download from the Post-Keynesian Economics Study Group, PKSG. For more information and terms of use, please visit www.postkeynesian.net.
Alberto Falloni from the University of Glasgow will present a paper, The Relationship Between the Expansion of the Banking Sector and Export Specialization in Developing Countries.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for inviting me. I'm very grateful. Okay, first of all, this is a paper in the context of the literature that tries to find a relationship between finance and growth. This is, if you like, a mainstream line of research. At least it has started that way, then of course. The paper is investigating one particular channel, and that is the relationship between financial development, but in this paper, because I'm considering only developing countries, I'm looking in particular banking sector development and export specialization. Why have I chosen this particular channel? Why do I think that this is relevant? Is because I think there is a gap in mainstream theory. One of the standard results of mainstream theory that is often associated to the names of Rajan and Zingales is that financial development disproportionately favors external finance-dependent sectors or external finance-dependent firms. The arrow that goes like that means to say that there is a leap, because from saying that finance disproportionately favors external finance-dependent sectors, there is a leap in saying that those dependent sectors are actually the innovative and technological advanced ones. Although very little is done in terms of empirical confirmation that this is in fact the case. So the story is, these sectors, innovative and technologically advanced, become stronger because of financial development, and this then leads to a shift in comparative advantage. So countries will acquire comparative advantage in more value-added activities, manufacturing, and within industrial sectors, the ones that are more innovative. And at the same time, there will be diversification in the export basket, product diversification. Naturally, this story doesn't quite match what one would expect on the basis of heterodox theory, because deeper financial sectors may not help innovation technological progress and in fact may actually hinder it. So what the paper does is to try and see what evidence there is about the relationship between banking sector development and export sophistication and also product diversification. And unless I've missed something very important, but I find very little work in this area. So let me just go very quickly through the main points in the literature. According to the mainstream, of course, the financial systems are wise. So that's the functional approach to financial development that says that financial systems mobilize savings, reduce transaction and monitoring costs, facilitate risk diversification, and the acquisition of information about investment projects. So with financial development, we would expect an increase in the quantity of investment as well as a shift into more productive types of investment. And as I said, financial development is expected to favor activities more dependent on external finance. Right. There is, as I said, in my view, a theoretical shortcoming in all of this, and that is precisely in the modeling or conceptualization of technological advancement. Because for the mainstream, technological development is relatively easy. It depends on having access to advanced technology. So opening to foreign direct investment allows the transfer of technology, and hey presto, this technology is implemented in developing countries and is done. There is a problem with this way of looking at technological progress, because clearly technological progress relies on two essential aspects. One is the centrality of learning, and the other one is the tacit character of knowledge and technology. So essentially the story is that developing countries have to find out, technological progress in developing countries first of all relies on innovation rather than invention. Innovation means that technology that has already been invented is applied in a developing country context. So developing countries that need to progress technologically, what that means is that they need to go out and find what technologies are available, select one technology, learn how to use it efficiently. That is, they have to adapt it in a developing country context. So access to foreign technology does not per se ensure an efficient use of or effective use of the technology. And so technology also has tacit elements. And this must be learned. And of course, the tacit element becomes more and more important as you move from simple to more sophisticated technology products and so on. And the success in learning these tacit elements of technology depends on whether the country has developed technological capabilities. And the development of technological capabilities require training and experience and essential investment in technological change. And this is a process where there are significant costs and significant risks, which means that there is no really assurance that financial development will actually channel finance towards this investment. The mainstream is prepared to accept that there are some problems due to informational asymmetries. There is a lack of track record of managers' entrepreneurial skill. There is little incentive for the innovator to disclose inside information about the project, and so on. But in fact, with this type of investment, perhaps with any type of investment, but more with innovation, there is a problem of fundamental uncertainty. So it is not just a difficulty for the outside funder to discover which investment project is potentially profitable. It is a more general problem. There is another difficulty that, given the centrality of learning, it means that production will involve an initial period of loss-making, and that will have to be financed. And that's why I said, there is no guarantee that having a more developed financial system, letting markets to operate more freely as the mainstream would like, would guarantee investment in innovation. These market failures are, of course, made worse by financial liberalization, because financial liberalization introduces short-termism in buying investment decisions, so that projects with front-loaded returns are favored, which is exactly the opposite of what is needed, because entrepreneurial learning, which requires an initial loss, will then be discouraged and not funded. There will be high risk premia for projects related to technological advancement, and also banks would fund firms which invest in already known existing technologies, because they are lower risk. So what we see is that financial development, rather than somehow addressing market failures that prevent the funding of innovation, actually will intensify those market failures. And what I've said has the implication that with liberalization of the financial system, countries will tend to specialize or to exploit their existing comparative advantage. So it is the sectors that are already internationally competitive that will get funding. So one would expect, therefore, on the basis of these things, that financial development would lead to a reduction in the degree of sophistication of the export basket rather than an improvement. And of course, financialization, I'm trying to say that Schumpeter says that banks are important, and so what I've said so far is that there are market failures, and this is a problem that banks may or may not resolve. In addition to that, there is a problem of financialization, because with financialization, there has been a transformation of the relationship between banks and corporations and households. And what we have is that, as a result of financialization, banks lend to the government sector or lend to the household sector because they are safer and less risky. And of course, this is withdrawing or removing funding for business and innovation. And this is a problem that is not just a problem affecting developed countries or middle-income countries. This is a problem also for low-income countries, particularly on the slide I make the example of Africa. There are lots of countries where the vast majority of assets, so even the totality of assets, is owned by foreign banks. And the entry of foreign banks in these countries has led to an explosion of lending to the household sector. And where they don't have the totality of the assets, but domestic banks still exist, domestic banks have copied the foreign banks because they have been very profitable. So even domestic banks have moved into lending to households rather than firms. So the implication of all of that for diversification is that, if the mainstream is right and financial development relaxes liquidity constraints, they expect this would lead to an increase in the number of exporters and diversification. But on the other hand, if banks provide finance for activities where the country is already competitive, then there will be concentration in the export basket. I have 5 minutes. I think I can make it if 6 minutes would be fine. Okay. Now, forget the details of how I measure these things. Okay, let me go through some results. I have some tables here. This is just showing XP is a measurement of sophistication in the export basket. Okay, so this is showing that countries actually have improved the sophistication of the export baskets. However, the standard deviation has increased quite significantly, so the distance between countries has widened. And the same is whether you measure sophistication through this other measure. This is a measure of the share of high-tech exports in total exports. In terms of concentration, again, all countries have reduced the concentration of their exports. The standard deviation, as you can see, hasn't changed very much. Sorry, I'm not sure what I've clicked. One second. Yeah. Okay. And this one is our measures of banking sector development. All of these different figures show a very large increase in all the indicators of banking sector development in all countries. Yes, sure, there are some increases in standard deviation, except in the first indicators. But nevertheless, all countries have significantly increased their measures of financial development. Now, in this figure, what we have done is that we have divided countries in according to their degree of improvement in the sophistication of exports. And we want to see whether there is a relationship between that improvement and financial development. Okay? And one thing that strikes here is that the countries that have improved their export sophistication faster, which are the violet countries, actually do not have the highest level of financial development. In some cases, actually, for most of the measurements, they have the lowest level. An even stronger graph is this one. Here, the countries that improved the sophistication actually have, in all of the indicators, the lowest level of financial development. With concentration here, we see that the concentration of the export basket increases with the countries that have a higher level of financial development. And we can see here that the correlations, in fact, there are positive, there are negative correlations between the improvement in sophistication and financial development. And it doesn't matter where you measure financial development over the period, at the beginning of the period, at the end of the period. There is a negative relationship between the improvement in the sophistication of export and financial development. And similarly, there is somewhere there must be I must have skipped the slide. Well, trust me, there is a positive correlation. There is a positive. I'm sorry, but I don't know how it happened. There is a positive correlation between the concentration in the export basket the change in the concentration in terms of, you know, becoming more concentrated, and the level of financial development. Sure, these are bivariate correlation, so we do some regressions here. We do some regressions here. The regressions, most of them work nicely. There is no misspecification, and the regression again show a negative correlation between sophistication and financial development, and a positive correlation between concentration and financial development. In the 45 seconds that remain, I would like to say this, that the implication that I get from this finding is that banking sector development indeed seems to force countries to specialize according to their existing comparative advantage. Interestingly, this is exactly the same result that Jaud and others have found in their paper Finance, Comparative Advantage and Resource Allocation. The interesting thing is that for them, that's a very good characteristic of financial development, because that means that finance enforces an efficient export composition which is in line with domestic factor endowment. For me, of course, this is one of the strongest criticisms to financial development. And with this, I finished.
Okay, thank you very much.